is brought to you by Head Start Basketball.
Hello, and welcome to the 54th edition of the Coach's Corner Roundtable on the Hoopheads podcast. Each episode of the Coach's Corner Roundtable will feature our all-star lineup of guests answering a single basketball question. A new Coach's Corner Roundtable will drop around the 15th of each month. June's roundtable question is, what is a tradition you have in your program that bonds your teams together? Our coaching lineup this month includes Eric Bueller from Chatfield High School, Jerry Buckley from Bishop Kenny High School, Doc Esslinger from Caltech, Joe Harris from Lake Chelan High School, Bob Krasancic from Mentor High School, Del Leonard from Mountain Home High School, Dan Miller from San Marcos High School, Raul Placeres from Maryville College, Dave McGrail from Penn State Altoona, Don Showalter from USA Basketball, John Shulman from the University of Alabama in Huntsville, and David Sloan from Carnegie Mellon University. Please enjoy this roundtable episode of the Hoopheads podcast, and once you're finished listening, please give the show a 5-star rating and review after you subscribe on your favorite podcast app. If you're a basketball coach at any level, please check out our Hoopheads Coaching Mentorship Program. You'll get matched with one of our experienced head coaches and develop a relationship that will take your coaching, your team, your program, and your mindset to another level. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Hoopheads Pod for the latest updates on episodes, guests, and events from the Hoopheads Pod. Hey, Hoopheads, I wanted to take a minute to shout out our partners and friends at Dr. Dish Basketball. Their Dr. Dish shooting machines are undoubtedly the most advanced and user-friendly machines on the market. Learn more at drdishbasketball.com and follow their incredible content at Dr. Dish B-Ball on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Mention the Hoopheads podcast and save an extra $300 on the Dr. Dish Rebel, All-Star, and CT models. Visit drdishbasketball.com for details. That's a great deal, Hoopheads. Get your Dr. Dish shooting machine today.
Hi, this is Jim Saras from the Saras Skills Academy, and you're listening to the Hoopheads podcast.
Prepare like the pros with the all-new FastDraw and FastScout. FastDraw has been the number one play diagramming software for coaches for years. You'll quickly see why Fast Model Sports has the most compelling and intuitive basketball software out there. For a limited time, Fast Model is offering Hoopheads listeners 15% off FastDraw and FastScout. Just use the code HHP15 at checkout to grab your discount, and you'll be on your way to more efficient game prep and improved communication with your team. Fast Model also has new coaching content every week on its blog, plus play and drill diagrams on its playbank. Check out the links in the show notes for more. Fast Model Sports is the best in basketball. Let's hear from our panel about some traditions they have in their programs that bond their teams together. Jerry Buckley, Bishop Kenny High School, Jacksonville, Florida.
This is Jerry Buckley from Bishop Kenny High School in Jacksonville, Florida, answering this month's question. We have a sign above the door where the kids run up onto the floor to our gym before every game that says play like a champion, and they all tap that. And I think that's pretty neat as far as tying them together with each other, but also the alums. The sign's been there for over 50 years, and it ties together all the different generations of our program. So I think it's really good for our current players, and also, like I said, ties them into the alumni as well. And a lot of the alums will come back and tap that when they come through the door also. So I think that's a pretty special tradition that our program has passed on from year to year.
Eric Bueller, Chatfield Senior High School, Littleton, Colorado.
Hey, what's going on, Hoopheads? This month we were asked, what's a tradition that bonds our teams together? I think we have a few. I think our style of play and our defenses and systems and stuff like that is part of our tradition. But I would say the one that is most fun to watch is when we go to team camps in the summer. We make it a priority to try and get as many teams to watch other teams play. And so when teams are playing, there's 25, 30 of our guys cheering on the other team. And it's really fun, especially for our younger teams, to have the whole varsity there, the JV there, just kind of hyping them up and cheering them on. It's pretty unique at the team camp to have a crowd. So I would say that's one tradition we're proud of and something that I think bonds us together. Thanks for having me again, and talk to you guys later.
Doc Estinger from Caltech. Every fall at Caltech, we go to the beach for a sun, sand, and water workout.
Joe Harris, Lake Chelan High School, Lake Chelan, Washington.
Hello, Hoopheads. This is Joe Harris of Lake Chelan High School with this month's roundtable question, which asks, what is a tradition you have in your program that bonds your team or teams together? We talk about tradition nearly every day and giving your best effort each day to honor those who had played before you. We did a number of things to help build this kind of tradition in our program. Every time our players would walk out of the locker room, they would tap a sign above the door which says, "Be champions today." This is more about being a daily servant to those who you play alongside and being the very best you can be on the court. Well, we also had named some of our drills, our daily drills, after former players. A couple of those examples would be Dobbs closeout, a closeout drill named after one of our players, Carlson rebounding, money shots. Again, each of these drills were named for players who embodied the qualities we wanted in our program and the players we had in it. Other things we did to help build tradition: each time a player is subbed out, we have our players on the bench stand and acknowledge that player's efforts by giving a handshake or a high five or a fist bump. We also ask each of our players on the court to always acknowledge a great pass from a teammate. These are some things that may seem insignificant to some people and players and coaches alike, but I feel that they can help your program's tradition continue for years. Appreciate this opportunity, and again, thanks for letting me share them.
Bob Krasancik, Mentor High School, Mentor, Ohio.
Coach K, Mentor High School. Tradition in our program, the phrase winning tradition, is so appropriate. I believe without arrogance that winning, more importantly, the way we win, is a great tradition and the culture of our program. With discipline, great effort, high basketball IQ. You know, we built that tradition from decade to decade to decade, from one team to the other. And I think it's powerful and it's definitely front and center in our program. Best of luck.
Dell Leonard, Mountain Home High School, Mountain Home, Arkansas.
One of the traditions that we have is before a game, a home game or a road game, the night before, one of our parents or one of our coaches will host a team meal at their home. And the players will eat and usually have some kind of a team building game or something that we'll do. And over the years, that's been a big tradition for us that helps our team bond.
Your first impression is everything when applying for a new coaching job. A professional coaching portfolio is the tool that highlights your coaching achievements and philosophies, and most of all, helps separate you and your abilities from the other applicants. The Coaching Portfolio Guide is an instructional membership-based website that helps you develop a personalized portfolio. Each section of the portfolio guide provides detailed instructions on how to organize your portfolio in a professional manner. The guide also provides sample documents for each section of your portfolio that you can copy, modify, and add to your personal portfolio. As a Hoopheads Pod listener, you can get your Coaching Portfolio Guide for just $25. Visit coachingportfolioguide.com/hoopheads to learn more.
David McGrail from Penn State Altoona.
What's up, Hoopheads Nation? Coach McGrail here, Penn State Altoona men's basketball, answering the monthly roundtable this time around. What is a tradition you have in your program that bonds your teams together? Well, we do a couple things early on, man, and that they kind of turn into a tradition, and it's a way for the guys to get to know each other and spend a lot of time with each other before season starts. First and foremost, we do a a big cookout at my house, invite the team, you know, managers, coaches, all players, have them over to the house, cook for them, hang out, spend some time together with them in the backyard, play games, whatever it may be. So that's one that we do that's, you know, more so, you know, fun-filled day. And the other thing we've been doing the last 5 years that I've been at Penn State Altoona is we've been lucky enough to go up and work the first three home football games up at Beaver Stadium, the main campus here at Penn State University, watch some Big Ten football. Some of us get to be on the field. It ends up being a fundraiser for us as well, but it really turns into some team bonding as we, you know, spend all those Saturdays together and, you know, watch the Big Ten football players and how they act, how they interact with each other. And we've gotten to where Penn State Altoona men's basketball is well known as Beaver Stadium at the home football game. So, you know, those are two big ones we do. Obviously, the cookout at the house, just getting a chance for them to meet me and my family and all the new guys, meeting the returners. And then getting a chance to go up and work football games at Beaver Stadium or Penn State University is another thing that we do that gives our guys an opportunity to interact and get to know each other, you know, outside of basketball, which I think is very important. So hope everybody has a great week, and look forward to talking to you guys next time.
Dan Miller, San Marcos High School in San Marcos, Texas.
A tradition that I like to use as a coach for programs is a battle practice. And what a battle practice is just a competitive practice where we let players, upperclassmen sometimes, choose the teams. We mix up the teams. It's not first group, second group, like a lot of other practices. It's just kind of random teams that are chosen. And then we go through a list of competitive drills, and they compete, and they take a lot of pride in winning these battle practices, or each drill gets a point. And it just brings about the competitive fire within our team, within our program. The guys look forward to it. It's a way to have kind of a team activity within a practice structure at our school, on campus, in our gym. So I'd say our battle practices are definitely a ritual that we do within our program.
Raul Placeres from Maryville College.
Coach Raul Placeres here, men's basketball coach at Maryville College. Love this month's question. And what tradition bonds your team closer together? Without a doubt, it's our individual camp that's going on for its 45th year, actually starting today through Thursday. It's a traditional camp, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Skills, stations, 3-on-3 championships, 5-on-5 championships, every contest you can think of, hot shot, one-on-one, free throw challenge, buzzer beater challenge, and, you know, we will have lunch together as a group. And we just really enjoy the ability to give back to our community, which gives so much back to us. Love seeing the smiles and the happiness that camp brings to all of our individual campers. You know, the majority of our campers are ages 6 to 13. It's a pivotal stage in the development and the foundational piece of learning how to play the game the right way. And we definitely take that part of the camp very serious. Our players are officiating, they're coaching teams, they're teaching skills in the individual stations. So it makes it for a great growth in regards to being a leader, teaching the game the right way, and just seeing the overall growth of the individual camper throughout the week. We also use it as a time to bond even closer together. As a ball club, we do the three H's, which you speak about, you know, who's the biggest hero in your life, what is the biggest hardship you've faced in your life up to this point, and then what's the biggest highlight of your life up to this point as well. So we get to learn about one another at great lengths and at great depths throughout the week. We also have dinner each and every night with the ball club. This year is a unique year where basically all of my players will be working camp. So that's definitely going to help us as we transition into the school year. During those times at night, during dinner, we'll talk about specific topic, whether it's social media responsibilities to academic responsibilities to what to expect when we get on campus. So the camp serves multiple purposes, But I just, you know, as much work as it does take, and it will go down, I just love, you know, the smiles on the faces once they leave here Thursday at 5 o'clock, of how much fun they've had, how much learning they have attained, and knowledge they have attained throughout the week, and new relationships that we form, you know, with the players, with us as a staff. And we look forward to seeing them during the regular season, watching us play inside the Boynton Bear Gymnasium. So to all coaches out there that are doing camp, I'm praying for you, because I know how hard it is. And, man, I hope you're having a good camp. And remember that the game has given a lot to us, and I believe it is our duty to give back to the game. So I hope everyone's having a great summer. And love this month's question, man. Definitely our individual camp bonds our team closer together more than anything we do during the summer.
Don Showalter, USA Basketball.
Hi, Don Showalter with USA Basketball. Question is, what is it one tradition that we have had with our teams that have bonded us together? I think there's several, and we do this with our junior national teams as well. But one thing is how we end practice. It's kind of a tradition. We use our communication circle, and we have a question each day, and the kids, players stand in a circle, and we'll tell the person beside them what the answer to that question is. For instance, might be, what did you do good in practice today? Or, what's your favorite food? Just to get them to know each other. That's one kind of tradition that we use. Another tradition is we always went to an Iowa basketball game when I coached at in Iowa at City High and Mid Prairie. We always went to a basketball game. I thought that was great for the kids. We got a stop for pizza either before or after the game, and just had a great time there. We also have a bowling night, kind of a tradition that we have a bowling night with our team. That was fun, and we kind of, you know, a lot of teasing and a lot of bantering going back and forth on the bowling night. So that was fun as well. So I think those are traditions that you give your kids, give your players, that make a huge difference in your program. Thank you.
John Shulman, University of Alabama Huntsville and the 720 Sports Group.
Yes, this is John Shulman, head coach at the University of Alabama in Huntsville. Question this month, what is a tradition you have in your program that bonds your teams together? That's a good one. That is a good one. I've only been here 4 years at Huntsville. The tradition here at UAH, and it's not something in particular, you know, some people have a, you know, we used to have a boot camp. We used to do it at Chattanooga. That was a tradition. You know, here it's culture. It's I've done nothing but protect our culture since I got here. That Lenny Acuff and the previous regime here at UAH and the players, and they expect a certain type of culture, and that's not a tradition. That's not something set in stone. It's just how we do our business, and we move the ball, and we play unselfish, and we run Princeton offense, and we look a certain way and play a certain way and play together and play hard and compete, and that's our deal. When I was at Chattanooga, we had a boot camp, or we did the first 2 days of practice. We did two-a-days on that Saturday and Sunday. A tradition may be going to do a boot camp, and we went up 1 year up to Fort Bluff in Tennessee and stayed in dorms and barracks, and that's what we did. I would say one tradition we actually do here is right before the conference tournament, we actually play wiffle ball to take a break from basketball and laugh at each other and giggle and laugh and try not to get anybody hurt playing wiffle ball. But we do. That's a tradition that we have here at UAH. But, you know, I've only been here 4 years. There's a lot of great traditions out there that your team has to go through, whether it be a boot camp, whether it be a couple hard practices at the beginning of the season. And those are great, and everybody can talk about their deal. But reminder that every time your old guys come back, They always think that they had it much harder and much tougher than the guys. You know, coach, you were tough on us. You're being soft on this new bunch. So be ready to listen to that. But I think it's a great question, and I think people can learn from each other off the different traditions, but it's still got to fit you and your personality. I just got back from Jay Billis's camp and heard a lot of different things. The best thing that you hear is you got to do what fits you and fits your personality. And I will challenge Mike. The next good question was give us some good camp ideas in the summer. Different camp ideas, whether it be running camp or whether it be concession stand or whatever. We had a great time talking at Billis's camp about the different ideas, kind of money-making ideas you can do at camp that is fair to you and fair to the kids coming to camp and having a good time. Hope, I know this probably didn't help, but the wiffle ball thing, I do think going to a movie and getting a bite to eat during the middle of the season just to tell them you love them and you care for them is a good idea. I always thought that playing wiffle ball and getting away from basketball during the bad times and tough times is a good idea. The Celtics, I just saw that the Celtics down 3-0 in that series bypassed film and went to Top Golf and played and hit a golf ball and had fun. Remember, as we're right in the middle of camp right now, it's a basketball game. It's got to have fun, but you also got to have great traditions and to link your teams together. I know this probably wasn't huge help. Hope all's well and good luck. Have a great rest of June, and I guess we'll talk to you in July. Thanks.
David Sloan from Carnegie Mellon University.
Winter break is a time I know every program looks forward to. You know, obviously an opportunity to worry about basketball without having to worry about class. But for our guys, it's also home to one of their favorite things, which is Secret Santa. So every year, we all the players and staff, we go all into a pool and do a Secret Santa. And you know, it's always funny for us. I mean, it's a lot more about the presentation and the story than it is the gift itself. And so, man, we get some funny gifts. You know, it's an opportunity to learn about each other, you know, players and staff included, and just have a lot of fun when, you know, kind of preparing for our conference season and right in the middle there. So it's definitely a lot of fun. I know our guys really enjoy it.
Thanks for checking out this month's Hoopheads Podcast Roundtable. We'll be back next month with another question for our all-star lineup of coaches.
Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads Podcast, presented by Head Start Basketball.